very busy. Many important matters require a king's attention.
I'm king now. King now.
I am king.
I am
king.
I am
kiss it.
I am
kiss it again.
I am your fingers or your
king.
Doesn't
fingers
discuss
your
battle plans.
He's one, but
your fingers or your tongue.
I am the king. I'm telling mother.
Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome back to the Joffrey Podcast. My name's Bubba, and with me, as always, is...
Catfish!
Catfish, are you ready for the weekend, my brother?
Oh, I am so ready for the weekend. You know why? Because every day gets us one day closer to Game of Thrones Season 8.
Winter is almost here. I love it. We're so excited. To get you excited, to help you double L's...
Double L's?
Loyal listeners of the Joffrey Podcast, we are putting out 8 special podcasts counting down the 8 most important characters as we get ready for Season 8 of Game of Thrones. These are characters who are still alive, wink, wink, and that means we can include His Grace, your king, your favorite king, first of his name, first in your hearts, King Joffrey, who we love so much, and spoiler alert, we know is going to come back and reveal he was faking his death and save all 7 kingdoms and the Riverlands and the Crownlands. He's going to save everybody. But these are the top 8 characters. If you haven't been listening all week, let's do a countdown. We had number 8 as...
Number 8 was, of course, Hot Pie.
Number 7 was...
Number 7 was Robette Glover.
Number 6...
Jon Royce.
Number 5...
Kono.
Kono the Dothraki warrior. All right, so now we're doing the final 4.
Yep, we're doing the final 4. So we put this list together. Bubba and I did a blind vote, and together we tabulated our voices, our votes, ranked choices. There was no hanging chads. We
no.
decided this together, but we are presenting them in tandem, and that means one at a time. So tonight, I am presenting the 4th most important character in Game of Thrones. And you know what?
What?
Bubba,
what?
I've been looking at feedback from people.
Yeah. People can easily leave feedback on all our social media accounts. That's
and where am I getting that feedback? Yeah.
At DoublePHQ on Twitter, at DoublePHQ on Instagram, Facebook.com/DoublePHQ. We want to hear your favorite top 8 characters heading into Season 8. We want to hear your feedback on all of ours. So how has the feedback been on the first 4, the first half of the list we revealed, Catfish?
I mean, people are loving it, except for the fact that there's a lot of questions about some of our choices.
What? They're loving it.
People, I keep telling them, like, this is great. Where the heck is so-and-so?
Okay.
You know what?
Okay.
We're 2 people who have spent a lot of time on Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind if people call us out because they're wrong, but people have been saying to themselves, my God, when are they going to do? And they've been saying it to us. What about, you know, Tyrion? What about Sansa? What about Jon Snow? What about Cersei? What about Arya? People have been asking about these people.
I heard.
And I've been telling them.
Somebody asked me, what about Ghost the Direwolf? They're not even just leaving it to people. They're like, what about this Direwolf Ghost?
Well, if we'd said the 8 most important beings, maybe Ghost would have made it.
Oh,
but
good
it
point.
Was 8 most important people. So for those people who have been asking and wondering when the important people were going to come up, tonight they'll finally get one of their answers, because the 4th most important person on Game of Thrones is obviously Bernadette.
What now, Catfish? This is your pick and you're...
Yeah, Bernadette.
Does Bernadette, like, do a podcast? Does she recap Game of Thrones? Who?
No, Bernadette is very important because...
Yeah?
She was first Sansa's handmaiden.
Oh, my God.
And then when Sansa double-S'd her way out of the castle.
Double-S'd?
Yeah, Cersei Starked her way out of the castle.
Okay.
Bernadette gets a big promotion.
Oh, man. Okay,
yeah.
Sure. Okay, yeah, you're selling me. Yeah, keep describing who this character is.
Now she is, I don't know if she's the handmaiden, it's not exactly clear, but now she's like at the right hand of Cersei. And since we all know that Cersei and Jaime are parents of the greatest being ever created by the universe,
mm-hmm.
that means Cersei's got a glow about her. So anybody close to Cersei is going to be important and vital.
So you're talking about this handmaid who, you're right, she was back in season two, was it? She was Sansa's handmaiden there in King's Landing, and now all the female characters are left, so the only one to be handmaiden to is Queen Cersei. You've named her the number four character in the top eight. Catfish, we've only got eight, and you waste one on Bernadette.
The word is not waste. Now, what's important here is...
Yeah.
She also signals something very important about what's going on in Westeros. You remember when we're going to date ourselves? When Friends was big,
Friends. When I was a little kid, yeah, I guess I remember.
Yeah, sure. When you were a kid, that show Friends was big, and Jennifer Aniston's hairstyle all of a sudden became a rage.
Oh yeah.
Well, just like this. After Cersei had some trials and tribulations and decided to go with a shorter haircut along with a stroll through King's Landing, she started a new style, shorter haircuts for ladies, and Bernadette adopts this style.
It's the new style. Yeah, right. Hey, if you can rock a super short haircut, do it. And Bernadette, let's give her some credit. She looks good with that do. You're turning me around on her being number four, Catfish. So, good job.
Finally. So let's get right into it. I don't want to spoil anything by giving more details.
Okay, all right.
When there are so many to choose from.
All the details.
But let's start with the favorite scene. And Bubba, I think you're going to agree with me on this one.
Okay, let's hear it.
My favorite scene.
Yeah.
And this is key to the plot of Game of Thrones.
Bernadette is key, is what you're trying to tell the listeners. Okay, sell it.
Exactly. Bernadette is key, and I'll tell you why. Is because the whole thing that started Tyrion's schism with his family,
yeah,
was being separated from Shay.
Oh, wow.
And Bernadette was the one who sees Tyrion and Shay. And then we see her interrupt Cersei,
mm-hmm,
and we know that she is the one who told Cersei about Tyrion and Shay. She ruined Tyrion's love life and set all this plot into action.
Oh, man.
Killing Dad, the whole thing. So Bernadette, key. I'm surprised she's not higher.
You know what? When you say it like that, Bernadette is kind of a key figure in ruining all of House Lannister and bringing them down, isn't she? That's pretty good.
She is. She's big time. You know what? People don't appreciate the smaller things sometimes in life. That's what I always say.
Well, that's why they don't appreciate. Yeah. Oh, wait. Sorry. Hey, I'm ruining your joke. Go ahead.
You killed my joke. No, it's too late now.
No, come on.
No, I'm not going to say it. People know. Small penis joke. Let's move on.
All right. So, okay, Catfish. You know what? You have already convinced me of this, of Bernadette's place. And so for my favorite scene featuring Bernadette, uh-huh, I'm gonna follow your lead, because Bernadette is what, yeah, I like to call a double T.
Double T?
Yeah, she's a tattletale. So I think we first see her at this point. We might have seen her before this, but with Sansa, remember, Sansa experienced her maidenhood, you know, her flowering, however you want to say it, her first period. And Sansa is like, oh no, if people know that I had this period, I'll get to marry Joffrey. And I haven't picked out a wedding dress yet. So Shay, help me flip the bed so nobody sees this terribleness. And, you know, Bernadette sees this, and she's going to double T, tattletale, and tell the queen about Sansa's, you know, womanhood when Shay comes up to her and holds a knife to her throat. And so she kind of led to the downfall of Shay and Shay's murder in a way. So that's great payback. So way back in season two, Bernadette, how has this character been around for so many seasons? That's my favorite scene with Bernadette. She's great.
That is so true. She is great, but that doesn't mean that she hasn't been in some scenes,
oh, yeah,
which either weren't favorite for me or probably weren't favorite for her, because I think my least favorite scene from her point of view,
okay,
is the one where she sees Cersei and Jaime in bed together. That's when Cersei's like, I don't care who sees me. I want everyone to know.
So that was just last season in season 7, Catfish.
Yeah. And that's when Bernadette, who has the short hair by now, realizes, though, that unless she dyes her hair blonde and affects a bad English accent, there's no way she could have either one of Cersei or Jaime sexually.
Wait a minute. When I hear dye your hair blonde and affect a bad English accent, I think of Evil Uncle Tyrion. Where are you going with that, Catfish?
Well, I mean, you know, yes, Cersei has a good English accent. I just think, yeah. You know, if two siblings in bed, why not three? So she probably wishes she was Evil and Tyrion.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The family three-way. Now, what about you? What was your least favorite scene for Bernadette?
Now,
key, vital character.
Now, here, for my favorite scene, I picked a scene in season 2. And for your favorite, for your least favorite, you picked one in 7. So we have, what is that, 6 seasons to choose from of Bernadette scenes. And I have to be honest, I am Googling all 6 episodes across these 7 seasons that she's appeared in so I could kind of remember what else she might have been in. So apparently Bernadette was in the episode The Red Woman, and her scene in that I really, really remember. The Red Woman, for everybody who doesn't know, is the first episode of season 6. And in that scene, she does stuff that I just really didn't like. I thought, you know, not cool, Bernadette. And so because of that scene that it's so burned in my head, I'm describing it so well. Wait, hold on. Okay. Here's what it is that Bernadette tells Cersei that a ship has arrived from Dorne, which is going to do nothing but depress the boss. That's the scene she's in The Red Woman. And so the fact that you're bringing bad news, you know, they always hate the messenger. The fact that she's bringing bad news to Cersei, that's my least favorite Bernadette scene.
Wow, that is so bad. Yeah, well, you know, Bernadette's had many, many jobs on this show.
Oh, yeah. Without
She's been a
without
handmaiden.
Without question, yeah.
And then also a handmaiden. And so I think her highest point is being the handmaiden to Cersei. And, of course, her lowest point is being a handmaiden to Sansa.
You're attacking that double S.
Yes, Cersei Stark.
Hey, you didn't, oh, you remember what double S stands for? Finally,
I didn't need to ask because I'm so outraged by the Starks. What were Bernadette's highest and lowest points for you?
Okay, so her highest point, I was just mentioning, she's in the first episode of season 6, informing Cersei that a boat from Dorne has arrived. Of course, what is in that boat from Dorne? But Cersei's dead daughter, double D, dead daughter, Myrcella. She's also in the last episode of season 6 in one of everybody's favorite scenes of all time. That is Cersei's blowout sail at the Sept. Bernadette is in that scene. Bernadette is helping Cersei Bernadette is helping Cersei get dressed in that awesome black outfit. In that, there was nobody speaking. Certainly not Bernadette, as Ramin Djawadi's piano played. That is a high point when you are helping the mother of the king get dressed. And then by the time the day is over, she's the actual queen. Bernadette, you have arrived. That is, that's powerful, don't you think?
I mean, Bernadette, looks like you've made it.
Love it. Okay, so now let's get to a low point. The character, not a bad scene, like not a least favorite scene, but when is Bernadette at her lowest, in your opinion, Catfish?
Well, like I said, it's when she had to, when her character had to wait hand and foot on a snobby Sansa.
Oh.
And dirty Sansa, drunken, slutty Sansa.
Hey, now.
We've covered these things before on the Joffrey podcast. Anytime you need to, you come into contact with Sansa and have to deal with her, especially as an inferior, that's debilitating. I mean, that's one, you're one step away from suicide, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, that's pretty cold. I'll say the lowest point, and no, believe it or not, I don't think it's when Shay is holding a knife to her, saying, hey, I'm going to kill you, and she's just a handmaiden. She's not even the number one handmaiden to Sansa Stark. She's, you know, the number two, because Shay's the number one handmaiden.
Right, lowest of the low.
Right, mm-hmm. But the lowest of the low is, you know, everybody hates their job. You know, you hate Mondays. But what is the worst is when you're at work and there's like an awkward meeting, you know, like you're in a meeting and it's just awkward and these people don't know what they're doing and it's, this shouldn't be happening. And you're like, this is awkward. So in season three, Bernadette is there, you know, kind of helping Sansa get ready. When Tyrion calls on Sansa to propose to her, to tell Sansa, hey, we're getting married. Bernadette is there. And that has got to be the most awkward thing ever, huh? Oy, awkward.
Yeah, that is pretty awkward, but, you know, it's not as bad as having to wait hand and foot on a Stark.
Catfish, you are so anti-Stark. It shows you've been paying attention. So
exactly. Thank you. So now,
yeah,
it's our favorite line and least favorite line.
Let's get to it.
My favorite line, of course. Now, again, we've talked about how Cersei is, I mean, basically, she's like Mary Magdalene.
Yes,
so
that's true.
She is the mother of the Savior. And so any time that you can interact with her is great and you should be honored. So my favorite line is when she says to Cersei, at once, your grace.
The powerful, powerful. She's not going to keep the grace waiting. It's at once. Very good favorite line
for her. Pleasure. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
My favorite line is... Uh-huh. Something like a ship arrives from Dorne.
Oh, you know, that is a good line. That was a strong second line for me, but I decided to go with mine.
Yeah, well, I'd paraphrase mine because I couldn't deliver it as great as Bernadette did.
She's very
great line. It's my favorite line of hers because I kind of think that's what she said and I kind of remember it.
I love it. Now, my least favorite line.
Oh, least favorite.
Yeah. She says to Sansa, Lord Tyrion is here to see you. So it's my least favorite line because she's essentially saying, traitor, meet traitor.
So, ouch.
And I don't mean someone who's selling goods. I mean someone who is like, it's like, Benedict Arnold is here to see you, Benedictine Arnold.
Catfish.
So that's why it's my least favorite line, because that means I have to spend more time with Tyrion and Sansa.
Evil Uncle Tyrion, surly Starks. It's a rough life hosting Game of Thrones podcast, but we're doing it for you, Double L's.
Double L's?
That's what I call our loyal listeners, people who've put up with all these ridiculous podcasts all these years. So let me get to my least favorite Bernadette line.
Tell me what
it is. I'm going to have to paraphrase it again because just once again, I remember it by heart, but Bernadette delivered it so perfectly.
So strongly, I get it.
Super strongly that I thought, you know, I don't want to say anything. And we should point out that this actress's name is Sarah Dillon. So we want to tip our cap to Sarah Dillon. Good work on all your scenes. But
coincidentally, she shares the same name of Bob Dylan's first wife, but they're not the same person.
As far as we know. We haven't researched this entirely, you know.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, Bernadette, how you doing? So my least favorite line from Bernadette is when she interrupts Cersei's chamber while Cersei is talking to Jaime to tell Cersei that she has to inform her if something important arose. And once again, I'm paraphrasing it, but that importantness is that, oh, hey, evil Uncle Tyrion, your brother Cersei, is fooling around with this other handmaiden. And so because the subject matter is evil Uncle Tyrion, believe it or not, that is my least favorite line from Bernadette.
No, I believe it. It's just that my least favorite line refers to two traitors and yours only refers to one. So
isn't a competition.
I like mine better.
It's not a competition.
It is when I win.
Listeners, we want you to tell us, what was your favorite Bernadette scene, your least favorite Bernadette scene? Do you have a favorite Bernadette scene, a favorite line? Can you remember the lines as well as I can? Tweet at us on social media at WPHQ. Catfish, we're looking ahead to season 8, so let's hear it. Where do you see Bernadette going in these final 6 episodes?
Well, I think she is going to die her hair blonde.
Oh, boy, you scared me there for a minute. Okay, okay.
Yeah, no, no, of course. No, she's too important to die. She's going to dye her hair blonde, and I think she's going to end up on the Iron Throne.
Let me tell you, if you went to Vegas and put $5 down on Bernadette ending up on the Iron Throne, mm-hmm. think of the money that you would lose. It'd be
$5. $5. Yeah,
$5. So I am going to guess... You know, Cersei doesn't have many people left in King's Landing to talk to, right? You can't have a great conversation with Frankengregor, the Mountain. I mean, maybe you can if you like to monologue, but you can't talk to him. You can talk to Qyburn. You can maybe talk to Euron. Maybe if the leader of the gold companies, as the trailer implied, is showing up, you can talk to him. You can't have scenes with Bronn, the sellsword, because of a personal thing behind the scenes. And Cersei's pregnant, remember? When you're pregnant, and this is me speaking from experience, when you're pregnant, you want to talk to other women. And since Bernadette is the only other woman in King's Landing, I think you're going to have a lot of scenes of Bernadette in the maybe the first, second, and third episode.
Oh, okay, all right.
But I fear that after that, when I assume some sort of battle or killing has to happen, I'm not sure we're going to see Bernadette again. I hope so. If we see Bernadette in the final episode of Game of Thrones, that will really be a blast. Sarah wow. Dillon, we're hoping you get there. And so that's my prediction.
Cross fingers. That's a good prediction. It's a good prediction.
Okay, well, that's wrapped up our first week where we counted down five.
Hold on.
It did wrap up the first week. Are you implying the first week isn't being wrapped yet?
No. Oh. We cannot officially wrap up a week, a month, a day, or a minute without thinking about Joffrey. So, of course, at the end of every podcast, before we blather on more, we have to do our Joffrey of the week, or as we're doing these one day at a time,
do
our Joffrey of the day. Now, just a refresher, Joffrey, greatest character, fictional, living,
amen,
dead,
whatever,
human,
yep,
animal,
yep,
mineral, mm-hmm, vegetable, alien.
Almost covered them all. What about like deity?
Deity, okay. Yes. He is like a deity. So we want to aspire to Joffrey's greatness. Not everybody can.
No.
Some people aspire to different parts of Joffrey's greatness. And so we hold them up not as the ultimate beacon, the way Joffrey is, but kind of a partial beacon. And so every week or day, we talk about someone who embodies a part of Joffrey's greatness. And for today, I'm going to do one that people probably are surprised I hadn't done a little bit earlier. But I wanted to give it some time and think about it. Think about how Joffrey went undercover.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very powerful man. Undercover into a brothel and with prostitutes to sort of unearth and shine light on the prostitute problem.
The double P problem. All right.
It's not very many people who will get into kind of the minutia of some of the smaller victimless crimes that are out there.
No, right.
And so for following that exact same pattern, I'd like to give Robert Kraft my Joffrey of the day.
Oh, man. It feels like the Joffrey of, what do you think, 15-minute stops?
I mean, depends on when you start the clock, but it could probably be a lot shorter.
Okay, the game clock is this, the snap is this. Why don't you, for our listeners who somehow don't know who Robert Kraft is, explain who he is for our wonderful double L's.
Well, Robert Kraft is the owner of the New England Patriots, a very successful football team, who is an older man, I believe is in his 80s. He was married a long time to a woman who he refers to her being his like leading light, and that she helped him be a stronger, more decent, more dignified man. And so to honor her, since her death, he has started dating a 38-year-old actress.
Oh, my God.
And, now he is going undercover to try to expose prostitution rings in Florida.
Incredible. Just like Joffrey.
Mm-hmm.
Undercover of the night. Robert Kraft, your Joffrey of the day, huh?
Yeah, that's my Joffrey of the day.
Beat it.
Okay, well, Catfish, we are heading into a weekend since this is a Friday. And so this Joffrey is not only of the day, it's of the weekend. So when I think of the weekend, I think of the only band that was named after. This is a popular band. They've had a top 40 hot song. The only band that was named after His Grace King Joffrey. Do you know the name of that band, Catfish?
I don't.
Lover Boy.
Nice.
And why are they like King Joffrey? Because they're working for the weekend. King Joffrey is working for the W as well, but in that case, Westeros. He's working for Westeros. They're working for the weekend. Lover Boy, the band named after King Joffrey. My Joffrey of the day and weekend. Man, Catfish, real quickly, we got to count them down. So far, we're doing the 8 big characters who are important to focus on and reflect on as we head into season 8. So let's go through the countdown one last time. This first week, we started with number 8.
Hot Pie.
Number 7.
Robette Glover.
Number 6.
Jon Royce.
Number 5.
Kono.
And today's number 4.
Bernadette.
So that's right, listeners. We're going to do 3 more of these preview podcasts.
People have been asking, when am I going to see my characters?
Yeah.
You know, based on what you've heard so far, that we are going to cover the characters you want to hear. So stay tuned.
My name's Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at Fit and Trim. That's FitenTrim at Fit and Trim on Twitter.
And I am Catfish. You can hit me up at CJGman67 on Twitter.
Reach out to us. Tell us who you think the final 3 will be. Tell us your top 8 characters you're looking forward to in season 8. Tell us your favorite lines from them, their high points, their low points, their least favorite scenes. Favorite scenes, we want to know it all. And you'll hear us next week on
The Joffrey of Bernadette Cast.
Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend.